A bill to extend Medicaid coverage to new mothers passed the state Senate with overwhelming support, but it may not get a vote in the state assembly. It's Wednesday, April 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Governor Tony Evers and Republicans are getting together to talk tax cuts. And hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites will have to start paying back their student loans very soon. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
Starting May 5th, the U.S. Education Department will begin collecting on student loans that are in default. Corrine Hess reports that this could affect the 725,000 Wisconsin residents who have outstanding federal loans.
This week's announcement is confusing for many people with student loans. That's because there has been multiple pauses on loan payments since the pandemic. It wasn't until October 2024 that payment requirements resumed. Carol Trone heads the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. She says people should log into their accounts to figure out what they owe.
Non-payment is going to be reported to credit agencies. It will affect borrowers' credit ratings, and all of the normal consequences are going to start to be enforced.
People who can't afford their payments can request income-based plans. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A bipartisan bill to extend Medicaid coverage for new mothers has passed the Wisconsin Senate, but despite the support, it faces an uphill battle in the state assembly. The legislation would give new low-income mothers 1 year of postpartum coverage under the state's Medicaid program. Right now, they get 60 days. Republican State Senator Jesse James of Thorpe said it's not an expansion of state assistance, but an extension of coverage when mothers need it most.
If we can give babies a year of care, we can do the same for the mother who brought them into the world. It's about giving moms equal support during one of the most vulnerable times in their lives.
While the bill passed the Senate with nearly unanimous support, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss prevented it from getting a vote in that chamber 2 years ago. And on Tuesday, he said he has not talked with his caucus yet, but he could not imagine ever supporting what he called an expansion of welfare. Governor Tony Evers and legislative Republicans say they're having productive talks about tax cuts. Anya Van Wagendonk has the details.
At an event early Tuesday, Evers said he and Republican leadership and their staffs have been having good meetings.
It was all about tax cuts and what they want to do with that and what we hope to do and see if we can find a common ground.
Evers says there's still distance between Democrats and Republicans about what the tax cut will look like. Republicans also described the meetings as productive. They previously said they wanted to pass a tax bill separate from the state budget. Evers says he won't support that. On Tuesday, Republican Representative Mark Bourne, who co-chairs the legislature's finance committee, said they'd consider addressing taxes through the budget after all. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration is warning state employees to be cautious if immigration enforcement shows up at their workplace. His Department of Administration sent out a memo late last week to staff at cabinet agencies. It instructs workers to consult with legal counsel before giving out files or allowing immigration and customs enforcement agents into non-public areas of the building. The memo says that workers should take these steps even if the agent appears to present a warrant. During a news conference yesterday afternoon, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss blasted the guidance.
The very fact that Tony Evers is instructing his employees to either break federal law or not cooperate with law enforcement is a new low for Tony Evers.
An ACLU of Wisconsin attorney defended the guidelines, saying they're needed to protect privacy rights. Coming up, a story from Wisconsin Life about a Norwegian family reunion. Stay with us.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
Hearing new voices and new discoveries about something I never knew existed in Wisconsin.
It was just kind of one of the best ways I could ever characterize like my mom's like endearing love for me over a plate of my favorite food.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about an annual family reunion.
Writer McKenna Shear is a proud Wisconsinite. Sure, that love is tied to cheese and spotted cow, but at the root of that love is her family. Shear shared a story about her Norwegian side at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
About 150 years ago, a couple of Norwegians, Sivert Geary and Ingeborg Male, emigrated from Norway to the United States and by 1920 had settled with their family in Dunn County. Sivert and Ingeborg had 4 sons and 2 daughters. From then on, you know how it goes, those kids got married and had kids of their own, and the cycle repeated until it got to my dad. He met a gal with a big laugh and a bigger heart, my mom, and in 2000, yours truly popped out. Well, I'm pleased to report that 150 years later, the Gearys are now, and maybe always have been, a bunch of loudmouth Norwegians. I think they taught me my first curse word, and my family knows how much I love those. It's cackling women who showed me I never needed to be silent or make myself small, and the quieter Geary men who have always worked with their hands and loved their family. But a room can get pretty stuffy when it's filled with a family as big as ours, so the Gearys started having family get-togethers outdoors. One of those first planned family reunions was called Geary Fest. For the past near 20 years, my great-aunt Jayette and great-uncle Larry Geary have been hosting that family reunion at their Dunn County homestead. Annually, they welcome 70-plus loud-mouth family members for Labor Day weekend when Geary Fest is held. In my 24 years, I don't remember ever missing 1 year of Geary Fest. Through rain and humidity, Gearys show up. I think that kind of commitment to Geary Fest is because of 3 things. There are 2 Midwestern potluck-style meals in one day. Hey. The Hestisco tournament, and because Great Aunt Jayette said so. And I'm sure most of you are curious, what's Hestisco? Hestisco translates from Norwegian to English as horseshoes, the game. Traditionally, people play horseshoes with horseshoes. Gearys don't do that. We use washers. And no, I've never won. My dad has, though, twice, so it's in my blood. Nowadays, my favorite part of their reunion is the silent auction. Every family that comes aims to bring at least 1 thing for it, and the money raised goes right back to the Geary Fund. Those funds cover the cost of hosting Geary Fest, but it's also a family fund. We've donated to family members with cancer. We've given money to members to go on mission trips. And my great uncle Larry added, don't forget about the headstones. Headstones? The whole reason Geary Fest even exists is because of those Norwegians who emigrated to America 150 years ago. But for a long time, the family didn't even know who was all part of our family tree. Great Aunt Jayette came across a headstone one day while visiting a Dunn County cemetery, and all it contained was 3 words. Mother, father, Geary. When she asked my great uncle Larry, who was laid to rest there, he said, well, I don't know, men. So for the past couple of decades, great aunt Jayette has made it her mission to not only identify the names of our Geary ancestors, but also to get to know them. She has so many stories of poring over archives of publications that no longer exist, through marriage certificates, and she's even stumbled across a couple of vintage wares at thrift sales that had the name Geary written on them. Frankly, I haven't appreciated all of that work and all of that history until recently, but I should have. I don't know who I would be if I didn't grow up in Wisconsin, and I don't know who I would be without the Gearys. I don't think I'd be a loudmouth, cursing, hardworking woman if I didn't spend every Labor Day weekend at Geary Fest. But I do know one thing. For the Gearys, Ufta means family. Thank you.
McKenna Scheer shared that piece on Geary Fest at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear her full story, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And I'm Alex Crow. Time for a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. Mix of sunshine and clouds across the state today. However, about a 40% chance for showers and storms in southern Wisconsin, with high temperatures all the way up in the 60s and 70s today. Mostly cloudy overnight, chance for isolated storms with temperatures dropping back down into the 40s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Rob Mentzer and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.